the makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you Lum and Abner. Hundreds of you listeners have written in to tell us how pleased you are that Alka-Seltzer has brought Lum and Abner back on the air again. With their funny arguments and homespun humor, they always seem to help us forget our cares and make us feel better, don't they? Yes, and when you stop to think about it, Lum and Abner and Alka-Seltzer are very much alike. They're both friendly. They both help you get relief from some of your troubles. And they're both dependable. If you happen to be a Lum and Abner fan who's never experienced the amazing relief that Alka-Seltzer offers for headaches, for acid indigestion, minor stomach upsets, for muscular aches and pains, and in cold distress, may we suggest that you do not put off trying it any longer, for you will find Alka-Seltzer a most pleasant and effective remedy for these common ailments. And so when you hear Lum and Abner on the air, we hope you'll remember that Alka-Seltzer is a good friend to have in your home, too. Because it offers you and your family pleasant relief for so many unpleasant ailments. Be wise. Be prepared to get quick relief from these common ailments. Just phone or ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets tonight or tomorrow, sure. Never be without it in your home. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Cedric Weehunt has been so consistently successful in his recent business ventures that Lum and Abner have decided he must be a business genius and have made him manager of the store. They're hoping that he might produce some ideas that'll increase their business. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric down at the Jot'em Down store. Listen.
There you go, Cedric. Right in behind that sack of beans there. Get him.
Oh, well, there's one over there back of you now, Mr. Abner.
Huh? Oh, I know that I could have catched him if I'd known he's there in time.
Well, I bet you if I'd have had that hound of mine down here, he'd have catched him.
Yeah, we've got them all but two now, I think, Cedric. Here now, you get one side of that sack and I'll get on the other now. We'll slip up on him.
Yes, Mom. There he is. He's sitting there.
Yeah, well, grab him. Grab him. That's the time. Pick him up by the ear, Cedric. That won't hurt him. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now, just set him down in the crate there now. That's it. That's the way, Cedric. Right there.
What's this front door doing closed that way?
Morning. Close it quick, Lum. The rabbits is loose.
Well, here. I'll just leave it open. Maybe we can get shut up.
Well, we've catched them all but two now.
Somebody was to come down here to buy something, they'd see that door close and go on by.
Well, I opened up this morning. They was all over the store, and I just figured I better leave it closed till I catched them.
You ain't been chasing rabbits, have you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Just here in the store, though.
I told you to take it easy around here. All you're supposed to do is just sit and think.
Well, I get tired just sitting that way, Mr. Lum.
Yeah, but we made you business manager to think up ideas on how we can increase our business. You can't concentrate chasing them rabbits.
Sit down, Cedric.
How come the rabbits to get out in the first place?
I don't know. They just pushed one of them slats off of one of the crates. Too many of them in there, I reckon. Was 36 in them crates, and now there's 58.
58? Aye, Granny, this has gone far enough. It's got to stop, Abner. Do you hear me?
Well, don't be bawling me out. Tell them.
First thing you know, there ain't going to be room for us to get in the store here. Have to just turn it over to them rabbits.
Oh, why, they couldn't run this store long.
No, but we've got to get them out of here. It ain't healthy having rabbits living right in here with us.
Oh, I don't think that'll hurt them. They're feeling awful frisky. You ought to just try to run one of them down.
I ain't got time to be chasing rabbits. And you ain't neither. I've been working on this idea Cedric give us for having a cash drawing here in the store. And I believe I got it figured out for him.
Well, good, good.
See what you think of this, Cedric.
Mom?
Oh, excuse me. I never interrupt you, did I? You wasn't having another idea, was you?
Oh, no, Mom.
Seen you staring off into space there. What was you thinking about?
Oh, I don't think I was thinking of nothing.
Well, what I started to say, instead of having a drawing every Saturday, why not put a bunch of numbers in a tub or a churn or something and have some lucky numbers in there?
Lucky numbers?
Yeah, and then when the customer buys something, they can reach in there and try to pick out a lucky number.
Yeah. That's better than having a drawing just once a week.
Well, you see, I got a list of the lucky numbers all made out.
You have, huh?
Yeah, right here on this card. We can set the card right there in front of the showcase.
Yeah.
And pay them off right then when they draw, if they're lucky.
Sure.
See, here, I got 300 numbers and just 5 lucky ones, 5 prizes.
Well, I do know. Well, you have been working, ain't you?
Yeah. Something like this always interests me. See here, first prize, number 7.
Number 7.
Yeah, whoever draws number 7 gets $15 in trade here in the store.
Well, number 7, first prize.
That's the big prize.
Uh-huh.
Then number 84 wins second prize.
Well,
that's $5 in trade. Number 111 wins $2.50. And number 222 wins $1.50, and number 300 wins $1. $25 in prizes we're giving away.
$25?
Well, of course, they'll have to trade it out in the store here.
Yeah, sure. All right, doggy, that sounds good, Lum.
What do you think of that, Cedric?
Mom?
Do you think that's a good idea? Is that the way you do it?
Oh, yes, Mom, I reckon so.
Well, good.
Yes, sir,
Cedric.
You like it. I believe you got a good idea there.
Well, I made out the numbers here and put them on these little tickets. Got them in this box here.
Yeah, well, I believe you'll need something bigger than that, Long.
Oh, yeah, I just carried them over here and that.
Yeah, Well, when are we going to start the drawing?
Why, right now, if Cedric thinks it's all right.
And everybody that buys something here in the store, why, just give them one free draw, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
I believe I'll go out there and sit on the front steps. I think I can think better out there.
Yeah, go right ahead, Cedric.
Well, now, we got to catch them other 2 rabbits, Cedric. They're still hiding around here somewhere.
Well, Mr. Lum says I can't think and chase rabbits both, though.
No, you go ahead, Cedric.
Lum, you're just spoiling that boy.
Well, he can't be thinking up ideas and chasing around the store here.
Well, if you want my opinions, I believe we're wrong about him being a genius anyway, Lum.
Wrong? Why?
Why, he ain't trying to think up ideas. You seen him sitting there all this time and never thought of a thing.
Well, you can't expect him to have one idea right on top of another. He thought about this drawing here in the store, and it's a good one, too. We're going to do a lot of business with that.
Well, I don't think he had much to do with thinking that up, Lum. He just sat here and said yes to everything we said. Just like this morning. You come down here with an idea on how to run a drawing. Weren't him.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. I believe if he'd been a genius, we'd have found it out long before this, Lum.
Yeah, does look like it, don't it?
Of course it does.
Yeah, this is my idea, this drawing.
Why,
he's trying to claim credits for it.
Sure.
My grannies, if there's any geniuses around here, it's me and you.
Well, all he's doing is just getting out of work.
That's all.
Now, if he's got any ideas, why, sweeping out and helping around this store ain't going to jar him out of his head.
No, maybe we've overdid this genius business. Who's that he's talking to out there?
Huh? Oh, Squire Skim.
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell Cedric to stop trying to think anything. Uh-huh. I'll do the thinking around here from now on.
I'll get him in here directly and make him catch them rabbits and get this store cleaned up. Why, that dummy, Mr. Dillback, can do as much thinking as he does.
Yeah, that's something else we don't need around here, is that dummy.
Well, he don't get in the way and don't cost us nothing. He don't eat or nothing, just stands there. That's all he does, Lum. I love to have him around. He's company for me.
Yeah, but I don't like the way he stares at you. I keep telling you that.
Well, I'll turn his head the other way if it's going to bother you.
Wait a minute, here comes Squire.
Oh.
Maybe we can get him to take a chance with our drawing.
Yeah. Yeah, come in, Squire.
Morning, Squire.
Well, gentlemen. Say, what's the matter with Cedric?
Nothing, I don't reckon.
I tried to talk to him out there just now, and he wouldn't talk. Said he was thinking.
Oh, well, don't pay no attention to him, Squire.
Tell Squire about our drawing, Lum.
Oh, yeah.
What's that, Lum?
Why, we're just starting a drawing down here, Squire, to sort of stimulate business.
Well?
See, I've got all these numbers here, and every time somebody buys an article here in the store, they get a free draw.
Mm-hmm.
There's a list of the prizes right there.
Well?
Number 7 wins $15 in trade, if you're lucky enough to pick a... win a number, you know.
Of course.
And 84 wins $5. And, well, and then there's another one went $3, $2.50, and $1.50, and $1. Five prizes altogether.
That looks all right, too. Well, sir, I tell you, I'm needing some smoke in the back. I believe I'll just try that.
Well, good for you.
I think I've got a dime here someplace. Yes, get me a can of tobacco there, Abner.
Well, here, we got to put these numbers in something so as you can draw.
Yes, yes.
Get me one of them hats out of the showcase as you go by, Abner.
Yeah, sure.
Well, this is a good idea you've got here, Lone. You ought to advertise it, though. Let the good people of the town know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, we aim to do that. I'm going to make an announcement about it on the party line.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Appreciate you telling everybody you see.
Be glad to.
Thank you, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Here's your tobacco, Squire.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Got to stir them up good here.
Yeah, stir them up good, Lone. That's the time. That's the time.
All right, there you are, Squire. You're the first one to draw. I hope you get a winner.
Well,
look now.
Oh, no. Did you say number 7 wins a big prize?
Yeah. Number 84 wins $5, though.
What'd you get, Squire?
Well, let's see here. Now, what do you know about that? Look at there.
Huh?
Number 7.
Let's see it, Squire. Hi, doggy, that's what he's got, Lum. Number 7.
Number 7 on the first draw? Well, I'll be dead. Well, you get $15 worth of merchandise.
Well, that good wife will be down to trade it out, gentlemen. I believe I'll just go over there now and tell her to make out a list and come down and get it. And thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
That blame it all. Hate that feller to pieces. Come in here and draw the lucky number the first thing.
Yeah, it's Cedric. If he can't think of some of the worst ideas of anybody I ever seen in my life.
Oh, my.
If we listen to him, he'll have us broke. We ought to have more sense than to listen to him in the first place. That blamed ignoramus. Genius. Who does he think he is calling himself that?
Dad, blame him. I'm going to get him in here along, make him wash them windows and sweep this floor. I'll work him to death.
Wait a minute. Is this that number Squire drawed laying there?
Let's see. Yeah, that's it.
Well, this ain't right.
That's number 7.
Yeah, but this number's printed on here. Them I put in there was writ with a pencil.
Huh?
Wait a minute. Let me see that hat there.
Yeah.
Why, that ornery low-down varmint. You know what he done? He taken the size tag out of that hat.
Size tag?
That's a number 7 hat. That's where he got that ticket. Tore it right out of the hat.
$15 worth of merchandise. Hi, doggies, this must be just one of them days.
Well. That's something, isn't it? Now, here's something that millions of people always remember, and Lum and Abner would like you to remember it, too. Just remember that A-L-K-A-S-E-L-T-Z-E-R spells relief, although it's pronounced Alka-Seltzer. If you want to be scientific about it, there are two very definite reasons why Alka-Seltzer brings relief in so many common aches and pains. One is the action of its analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, and the other its alkalizing qualities. But putting the scientific reasons aside, actually the things you want to know in plain English are, can Alka-Seltzer relieve my headache? Can it relieve my sore muscles? Can Alka-Seltzer help my upset stomach and the sickish feeling after I've overindulged in food or drink? And the answer is, emphatically, yes. But there's only one way for you to find out about Alka-Seltzer's relief, and that's to be sure you have it on hand when these common ailments, these common joy killers, come along. So go to your drugstore and say Alka-Seltzer, and be sure to ask for the large size because it's far more economical to use. Lum and Abner are now on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evening at 7:15 p.m. over this station. However, because of a special broadcast tomorrow evening, they'll not be heard. Be sure then to listen to Lum and Abner Monday night at this same time. Lou Crosby speaking. See you Monday. This is the National Broadcasting Company.